You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is April 10th, 2017. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I am so glad you're all here with me today. We have a lot of really interesting content, a lot of cool stuff going on in the wet shaving world, so I can't wait to share with you. So without further ado, let's talk about what we're going to be talking about this week. We're going to talk about antique stores. Are they tapped out for resources? And do antique store owners, are they on to the trend of wet shaving? We'll talk about that and a little bit of a field study that I did in the last couple of weeks. Our training tip of the week will be to face or bowl lather. That is the question. Is there a difference? What is the difference? And is there a preference? Is it preference or is there one that's really better? We'll talk about that as well. Also, we want to salute our vendor of the week, which is Barrister and Man. Yep, we're going to salute them as well. Great products coming from that company. We'll talk about them as well in our vendor of the week segment. Also, what's coming up with the podcast? We're going to talk about what's coming up in the future. We have some really cool content coming up in the next couple of months. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So guys, the last show, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the Big Shave West, right? The Big Shave West is going to be very, very soon. It's the 22nd, I believe, which is a Saturday. I should know that because I am going to attend the event. I am flying from South Florida to California, Pasadena, California, to attend the event. I'm really looking forward to meeting everybody, and I'm really looking forward to actually meeting all the people that I talk to online and putting faces with pictures and just getting to talk to everybody. It's going to be a really, really good, fun time for everyone. It's taking place at the Old Town Shaving Company. So if you're in the area or if you're close by, you know, come on by and stop and meet everybody. It's going to be really fun. There's going to be every type of product you can think of. So in addition to that, guys, if you have any questions or anything you'd like to see in the podcast in the future, please let me know at the event. I'll be there. I'm going to be with my notebook and my recorder. I'm going to be talking to a lot of vendors, a lot of people. I'm just going to be mingling, really. But if you have any questions, you see me, I'd really like to talk about any ideas you have. I was also thinking about doing a mini meet the morning prior to the event. This would be an opportunity for us to talk one-on-one or in a small group without, you know, all the stuff going on, about future ideas for the podcast and if you have any feedback or concerns or questions, you know, it'd be a great time to let me know too. So email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com if you have an idea. Now I will be arriving that Friday. So I'll be coming in Friday night at around midnight. And I will be leaving, unfortunately, Saturday night at 10 p.m. So I'm flying back to the East Coast. So I'm only going to be there really one day. I'm really just going for the event. But I will have that morning beforehand if anybody's interested, we can meet up, maybe have a coffee or something like that. So let me know. Email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com if you have any interest in doing that. If not, I'll see you at the event. So, guys, we're going to talk about some stuff that is, the last few weeks I've been seeing a lot of guys, or lack thereof, antique store finds. Now, when I first started wet shaving, you know, a few years ago, we're going on 2010, so 7 years ago, there was a lot. I hit up every antique store, and I can tell you that I probably bought several things from them. I didn't really buy too much because a lot of them were a little overpriced at the time. But there was a lot of products I saw out there, at least in my neck of the woods. So I decided to go out and check out about 10 antique stores in the area of where I live. And I wanted to see if there's a few things. One question, have antique stores caught on to the trend of wet shaving? And are they tapped out of resources? Are there still stuff there, or is the inventory gone? So I went to 10 stores in the area, and I'll be honest, I frequent two of these stores quite often. And I can tell you that out of the 10, I did not find too much. I found two stores that actually had wet shaving apparel, and they were kind of, I'll be honest, overly priced. Okay, I won't say the names of the places. It's their business, and that's their pricing, and that's what they want to do. But I could definitely find a better deal on eBay for the products that I found. So I went and asked the employees at every single store, and I asked them, first off, if they had you know, traditional shaving supplies. And if they did, I would say, what are they basing their prices on? And the two stores that did have it and the other stores that said they used to carry it or did have it is they base it on eBay trends. So, yes, I would say that in my area, the antique stores have caught on and they do know the trend. So, basically, the days of finding, you know, a toggle or a bottom dial or, you know, a Fat Boy or something in the antique store for like $2, I think those days are just about over. I know I see some on Facebook and on the forums every now and then of, you know, great finds, and they're going to happen. You know, same thing with cars. You know, you'll find a 1967 Mustang in a barn that's got 15,000 miles on it or something like that. It happens, and the guy buys it for $2,000 and he's really lucky. It does happen, but I think with technology and with the internet today, it makes it a little harder to find those deals because people, as soon as they see something old like that, they find an old razor, they go straight to the internet and they go look to see what they are selling. So I would say, guys, that if you're going to antique stores, to be very careful. Have a budget in mind when you go in there. Don't overpay unless you really, really want the item. Meaning if you go in there and you find a Gillette Slim for $100 and you know you can get one on eBay for like $30 or $40 in the same shape, you know, make the call. I know that sometimes when it's put in front of you, you want to just jump on it. And that's fine. You know, that's cool. But just remember to be careful when you do so because you don't want to get ripped off. And remember, there are a lot of these out there. Not millions and millions and millions, but there are certainly thousands of razors out there that you can get at a great price. Always check out the BST on the forums or on Facebook or any kind of social media because usually you can find, if you put a want ad on there, you'll find something that you're looking for at a good price. So check that out, guys. You know, utilize the BST. Check eBay. Not so much eBay as much as if you can avoid it, but the BST is probably the best area. And the BST means buy, sell, trade. They're the sections of most forums and Facebook groups have them. So check that out, guys. Again, remember, antique stores, great area to try and look for stuff. You might get lucky, you may not, but chances are right now, it looks like there's a 75% chance in my experience, yeah, that it's they're not there anymore. So again, sorry to be bringing up this bad news, but hey, you know what? I've seen a lot of guys posting online. Check it out in your area. You never know. So our training tip of the week, to face or bowl lather, that is the question. What's the difference? So last week, I just want to go back in time about two weeks. So the last show we spoke about properly lathering a soap with a brush and talked about the different types of brushes and how they work. But we didn't talk about lathering technique, and that's what I wanted to do this week. So there's two real types of lathering techniques. So you got bowl lathering and you have face lathering. Now bowl lathering is where you load your brush directly on the soap puck, and then you make your lather in a bowl, meaning you'll take the brush, you'll whip a lather in the bowl, and then you transport the lather to your face. So you have about three steps there. A face lathering is you just load it on the brush, and then you make the actual lather on your face. So it takes a little bit longer on your face, and you would actually scrub it in almost. You know what I'm saying? You would actually whip up the lather on your face. Now, there's two things that you would our face lathering has an advantage of, and one is time, and two is the ability to form the lather directly on your face. Meaning you can get a little bit more. I'd say probably. You can really get in between the whiskers a little bit better with a face lathering because you're a little bit more aggressive on it. One thing, though, with face lathering is you do use a lot more soap. In my experience, I've used more soap rather than bowl lathering where I seem to use a lot less. So with face lathering, if I'm doing two passes, usually, I mean, sometimes you'll have enough in your brush to do a second pass, but you might have to hit some water on that brush and do it again. So you'll hit the soap twice. With bowl lathering, so you make the lather in the actual bowl itself, and you can use any type of bowl. They have shaving bowls, but you can use a cereal bowl. You can use a plastic bowl, metal bowl, whatever you have in the house, you can use it. It works. And you would just simply load the brush up from the soap and then make it in the bowl. Now, when you do that, you don't have to go back to the soap. So you can actually put your soap away after that because the lather in the bowl will last probably the entire shave. So bowl lathering, the pro is you basically have more lather. And another pro would be, you can really enhance the smell from the soap because you have a bigger opening where you're actually doing that. So I noticed that the smell of the soap, you get more of the more just of an essence of the smell. It just really, it just fills up the room when you actually bowl lather. There's also some different options you can do. You can also use a scuttle, which if you guys have ever seen that, we're going to talk more about that in the next couple of weeks. So an actual scuttle which holds water in the bottom of the bowl and heaps the lather hot in between passes. It was really popular. You have certain types of scuttles and stuff in the 1800s, early 1900s. They were really popular then before there was really hot running water. So we'll talk more about about scuttles in the very, very near future in the next couple of weeks. So bowl lathering, you just have to load the brush, make the lather in the bowl, and you're good for the rest of the shave. With face lathering, you have to do you tend to use a little bit more soap because you have to go back to the puck and then hit your face again when you make a lather for the second pass. Now, this isn't always, because it depends on how the soap is and everything like that, what kind of brush you're using. Because I've done it to where I can just use, you know, one pass and then do another pass with my brush. But for the most part, you tend to use a little bit more soap. So which one is better? Well, it's all about preference, really. Some guys will say that face lathering is the way to go and it's easier. Other guys will say that they get a better shave with a bowl lather. Personally, I try both. Depends on the mood I'm in. It also depends on what kind of soap I'm using. If I'm using something, a real hard soap, I'll do a face lather. If I'm using a softer soap, I tend to use a bowl. It's all preference. There's no right or wrong answer here, and it depends on what you like. But how are you going to know which one you like? You got to try them both. So practice makes perfect. Try both techniques. There's no cost in either of them. As long as you have the soap and a brush, you're good. Grab a bowl from the kitchen or purchase a shaving bowl if you'd like. And try it out, because I think you'll be very surprised with the results. And you may even find that you might be like me as well. You might want to try one for one day or one for one soap or whatever kind of mood you're in. So try both methods. It's a lot of fun. And remember, practice makes perfect. And there's no added cost to this at all. So it's a really cool, fun little technique, way to throw up some oddballs there in the wet shaving world. You could just sit there and just, oh, okay, I'm going to change it around today. So change it up. Really, it's a lot of fun. So, guys, two-face or bowl lather, what's the difference? It's preference. That's the main difference. So, I just want to take a moment and talk about our vendor of the week, Barrister & Mann. Now, if you guys are not familiar with Barrister & Mann, they make a great quality shave soap aftershave set. They do a lot of different scents. What they're known for is their unique scents and their limited releases. So there's some of their limited releases you'll see, like, for example, during Halloween, they have Hallows. And not only do they just come out with a soap and an aftershave, they come out with a soap aftershave, they do a t-shirt. It's like an event. Everybody's up at midnight trying to pre-order it and get it before it sells out. I was up at midnight trying to get it. I wanted to be one of the first people to get it. It's a really, really good soap, really unique scent. They actually won the scent off several years ago on Sharpologist with that particular scent. Now, also Barrister & Mann is known for, they do their winter seasonals, they do their spring seasonals, they do a bunch of stuff. They did just this awesome town soap last week, which was crazy. I was able to pick up two tubs myself. I smelled it. It's unbelievable. It's really nice. So I'd like to salute Barrister & Mann for their scents and for the quality of their soaps, because they really do a great job. Now, what's really cool about it, and I left this in the show notes as well, is they have a really unique release schedule with their seasonal releases. They have it down to a T. So if you're going to look at what they have and how long they're going to have it, check out the release schedule. It's really, really, really detailed, and it's awesome, and they stick to it. So that's one of my favorite parts of their website is their release schedule. So Barrister & Mann, you guys are doing a great job, and we salute you as the vendor of the week here this week on the Wet Shaving Talk podcast. So thank you very much for all you guys do, and remember to keep up the good work. We look forward to seeing all your new releases as well. So guys, that's all we're going to have for the podcast this week. We have next, what's coming up in the podcast, what's in store for the podcast will be talking about the Big Shave West special on the 24th. So you don't want to miss that. It's a day right after. We're going to be talking about the Big Shave West, the experience there, and how much fun and what's going on. I'm going to hopefully have some cool pictures I'm going to post on the show notes and everything like that. So really looking forward to meeting everybody and having a great time. This is my first Big Shave West. I'm looking forward to a really large meetup. I haven't been to a large meetup yet, and I'm really, really excited. So I can't wait to see you all there. And remember, contact me if you wanted to, if you have any questions or if you would like to meet up during or prior to the event. Remember, guys, May is going to be Straight Razor month. It might be May and June because we might spread it out. We're going to talk a lot about straight razors. We have a lot of content on straight razors, so it's going to be really awesome. Getting started, what to choose, how to shave, and all that good stuff. So remember, May will be Straight Razor month, and it's probably going to bleed off to June too. That's just a little hint of what's coming up. And also, guys, remember, if you have any questions, concerns, contact me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. If you are a vendor and you'd like to be featured in the show, or you have a new product that you'd like to be featured, please contact me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com so I can get you on. Also, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please also contact me as well, because I love to feature it on the show. Remember, guys, our show is powered by SharpBiologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and for everything that he does in the wet shaving world. And most of all, thank you guys, the listeners, because without you, there would be no podcast and we wouldn't be having all this fun. So don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com with any questions you have. I know I say that a lot, but I'm really open to feedback. I love to hear from you guys. Also, I if you'd like to subscribe to my YouTube channel, I have the link in the show notes to check it out. I try to do some oddball videos here and there. I'm getting more into videos. And if you have any comments, concerns, or anything like that, something you want to see featured, let me know as well. So remember, guys, to have fun, shave straight, and shave safe. And remember, we'll see you on the 24th of April. So, guys, until then, happy shaving.